Hey, the NBA playoffs have turned it up a notch. Oh, yes. Are you excited? You may not be. I'm excited. And then there were eight in the West. No Lakers. And you know, I said I wasn't going to talk about that. But I'm going to start by saying, okay, the defending champs didn't get there. And there are numerous reasons. No AD, and that was a big deal. And then, of course, LeBron wasn't totally 100%, and they really didn't get 100% from the team. So, no Lakers, but you got the Nuggets, you got the Suns, you got the Clippers and the Jazz representing the West. In the East, you got the Nets and the Bucks. We're going to talk about that game. And then you got the Sixers and the Hawks. What's going to happen? Trae Young. I'm telling you what's happening as we are watching it right before our eyes. This guy, Trae Young. 35 points for the Atlanta Hawks. 10 assists. Just putting abuse on poor Danny Green. I guarantee you, Danny Green probably wishes he would have stayed with the Lakers. I actually wish he would have stayed with the Lakers. I actually wish JaVale McGee would have stayed with the Lakers. I actually wish Rondo would have stayed with the Lakers. Let me tell you, I actually wish Dwight Howard would have stayed with the Lakers. And maybe, just maybe, it would have been a different turnout in the first round for the Lakers. But I said I wasn't going to talk about the Lakers. Let's get back to Trae Young. 35 points, 10 assists. The poor 76ers struggled. I mean, they struggled throughout this game. You can't turn the ball over, and you just can't turn the ball over in the second round of the NBA playoffs, in the playoffs period. Turning the ball over is like asking for it. And you know what that means. They turned the ball over 19 times. Way too many. Way too many. I mean, you would think that a team would lose, in which they did. 19 times, and they trailed by as many as 26 points in the loss. Doc Rivers was not happy. He was not happy at all. Doc said that they got hit in the mouth.
A couple things. I thought they hit us in the mouth to start the game. I thought they were the more physical team. They were the more aggressive team. They played harder early. And they took care of the ball early. You know, we didn't. You know, you can't have 9 turnovers to start the first quarter and expect to be up. I thought that contributed as much as our coverage on Trae with us getting down.
Trae Young says that his team has a lot of confidence.
The confidence in all these guys is high. I think Nate has done a great job of putting confidence in everybody and continuing to tell people to attack and be aggressive. And that's just what guys are doing. We're out here playing for each other, playing and having fun. And everybody's locked in, and it's been great.
It was not great for Embiid, who was back. Ready for action, ready for war. 39 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. This man had 17 points in the first half, but could not get it done. Embiid says that his goal is to win a championship.
My goal is to win a championship, and, you know, I'm going to put my body on the line to make sure that happens. I'm going to give everything I got, giving my all. You know, just playing hard every single possession, just giving everything I got and go from there. And, you know, I put everything in the hands of God. Like I always said, whatever happens, happens. You know, all I can do is control what I can.
Hawks tape game 1, 128-124. Brooklyn in the house, and they were in the house in game 1 of the second round of the playoffs. They didn't need Harden. who actually got hurt 42 seconds into the game. Are you kidding me? What is going on with these players? First it was AD 5 minutes into the game, right? And now it's Harden. I heard 5 seconds into the game, but this seems about right. 42 seconds into the game, and then there was the injury. But they didn't need Harden. They did not need Harden to win because KD and Kyrie, yeah, they are that good. Giannis got to bounce back. You guys had a little rust. Got to knock that rust off you. But will they be back? The Bucks will be back. Nets beat the Bucks 115-107. Let's move west. Clippers and the Mavs in a 7-game series. Who was going to win this game? No one knew going into the 7th game because no team had won on their own floor until Kawhi Leonard stepped up and the Clippers stepped up and they got it done. Let me tell you what they did. 23-pointers made, set a record, a lot of threes in a big, pivotal 7-game matchup. This was a big game, crucial. Kawhi Leonard was big in the closeout, and that's what you got to do. You got to be able to make those adjustments and then be able to close out teams. And the Mavs, the Mavericks, have not won a playoff series since winning the NBA title in 2011. Kawhi Leonard poured in 41 points. Paul George, 28 points. Doncic, who was outstanding in the series but could not get it done, led his team with 39 points, but it was not enough. Kawhi Leonard says, forget about last year. He's not worried about it.
I'm not thinking about last year. I'm thinking about what are we doing today and, you know, what the next step is tomorrow. So, I'm glad that we showed character, we showed poise when we went down 2-0 going on the road in that game 3. That meant a lot to me this season. Obviously, it got us to this next round. But like I said, it's all about this year. And now we got to see what we could do this year to, you know, higher our chances of winning in this next round.
Up next for the Clippers is the number one team in the West, and they are good. It is the Utah Jazz. The Jazz always seem to find the open guy, and they are tough to beat in Utah. We'll see what happens with this matchup. Suns and the Nuggets are also going to be getting together, and I'm not really interested in that series, but I will say this. Whoever comes out the West will win the NBA title. Whatever team comes out of the West, that's right, I'm not giving the East any juice. No juice. None. The West will win the title. I'm not going to tell you what team because I don't know what team out the West. But one of them are going to win. All right? That's going to do it for A-This Guys Podcast. Don't forget, subscribe on Odyssey. Also, Spotify and Apple Podcasts and on all streaming platforms.